Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Las Vegas, famous, fabulous playground of the West. A wide-open town that never goes to sleep.
Vegas! Vegas, baby, Vegas!
You're either in or you're out. Right now.
My best mates are down to Las Vegas this weekend. I'm told it's incredible.
Vegas, here we go!
Pack your bags and get ready for a different kind of Vegas experience with someone who knows Vegas inside and out. You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Welcome to Las Vegas. This weekend, we will continue our conversation with America's first master sommelier, Eddie Osterlund. Next, staying on the subject of fine wines and great cuisine, you'll meet Stephen Hopcraft. He's the head chef over at the STK Steakhouse at the Cosmopolitan. You may remember Stephen as a Bravo top chef on that popular TV show. You'll also visit Zion, a short drive away from Vegas, and visit a place that you'll really enjoy. Flipping Vegas's Gady Medrano is back with another edition of Luxury Living Vegas Style. Today, she'll compare price with value. Finally, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com, also known as Your Vegas Insider, will tell you all about Vegas's local hotels.
A little old wine drinker.
Last week, we introduced you to Eddie Osterlund, America's very first master sommelier and author of the powerful book that is in CEO offices across the world. It's titled Power Entertaining, Secrets to Building Lasting Relationships, Hosting Unforgettable Events, and Closing Big Deals. Here now is part two of our conversation with Eddie.
You'd like to have the food and wine amplify each other. That's kind of sort of the goal. But when you start spending a lot of money, Jesus, don't do it in the middle of a steakhouse when it's marked up 400% served at room temperature. That's just flat out not the way to do it. And most people don't know that. So I get a kick out of telling people, this is, you know, here, taste these two wines. They're the same wine, but one's 10 degrees different in temperature. And when they taste them, they go, what? You know, the one that's cooler is fruitier. The alcohol in the wine doesn't burn you, and there's no caustic aftertaste. So, yeah, you got to chill all your red wines a little bit, which means when you go in the restaurant, you have to ask for a freaking ice bucket and ice. And you also have to tell them to put water in the ice bucket, because they will have the audacity to bring you a bucket of ice. Try to put a bottle of wine in a bucket of ice. It don't go in there. You got to put water in it, too.
Well, that's fascinating, because I didn't know everybody is taught you're supposed to have red wine at room temperature. So this is one of those things that makes a huge difference. So what you're saying is it's not enough to just go like at the restaurant and they hand you a list and, well, if I just pick the most expensive wine, that's going to be necessarily the best wine.
Heck no. I mean, that's where you got to call the somm. The somm knows the list. He or she has tasted everything on it. And what you need to do, either before, if you haven't pre-planned it, which is ideally what you should do, is when you're looking at the wine list, you indicate to the somm you're looking for something like here, and you're pointing in the right column where the prices are. Now I got an idea where your comfort zone is, and I feel free to come make recommendations. But yeah, you want to. I mean, you don't have time to study wine, you know, unless you're studying it like I do. I mean, most business execs just want to know two questions. I'm thinking about this wine here. What does it taste like? And what does it go with? That's all they need to have answered before they qualify to spend $100 on a bottle of wine. So people need to learn that this guy is more than a cork puller. he or she can make your evening. And it's all about creating this experience so that when the guest walks away, they go, you know, we got to go back to that restaurant again because, man, you know, I took away some real fun things that I can use, and I like the guy, you know. And so you front load him. I call it front loading. It's like, that's the same thing with a cruise ship. You pepper the guy with a $100 bill and kind of saying, there's more to come, you know. You do the same thing. A guy wrote a book, Heads in Beds, was written by Tomsky, and he did the same thing Bourdain did with The Kitchen Confidential. But he blows it on the hotel industry. He tells what goes on there, and it's pretty hilarious. Downright disgusting in some areas, but anyway. And Tomsky says, you want a good room in a hotel? He goes, don't tell him when you arrive. First thing he says, when you arrive, don't stiff the guy who wants to help you with your bag. I know you got wheels on your bag and you can do it yourself, but don't stiff the guy $2 or $3 because you're going to go on that list right away by doing that. So pay the guy, pay him well, and then go to the front desk. And you might say something like, you know, hotel full. Said, you know, if there's any chance of us getting, he says, don't say it's your anniversary, it's your birthday. No, they hear that 20 times. You just say to the pretty gal who just graduated from Cornell University Hotel School, you say, you know, if there's any chance of us getting an upgrade, I'd really appreciate that. And you leave a crisp 20 in front of her and you walk away. You know what? Almost every hotel has 2 or 3 rooms for people who bitch. And, you know, so do cruise ships. They all have a cabin for somebody who doesn't like their cabin. And they're ready to, by the end of dinner, you'll be moved to another cabin, and everything right down to the lipstick has been moved into your new cabin. They do. So if there's a room available at that hotel and it's not full, they're going to give it to you. But it costs you $20.
Unlike most things, which they tell you to start out slow and build up, your thing is when you're entertaining that, give them the best first, you know, and just bombard them right at the beginning. So it's not something where you're going to ease into it and kind of build up like almost a ladder. You start right at the top of the ladder and work your way down.
You go to a potluck party, bring the first course. I don't care if you freaking burn it. They're going to love it because they're starving. You know, here's the thing that's wrong. People don't like being hungry. You, me, we don't like that. Friday night, there's dips, chips, nuts, guacamoles, you know, sliced salamis, artisanal cheeses, baguettes. And the people, when they come in, they're no different than your puppy. You put a bowl of food in front of your puppy, and puppy puts his head in the bowl and takes the head out of the bowl when? When it's empty. Well, your people coming over on Friday night ain't no different than the puppy. They're going to nibble and nosh and nibble and nosh because they're starving. And how long are they going to eat? About 20 minutes. That'll take the edge off. That'll take the appetite, which starts at a 10 out of 10, and drop it to a 4 in 20 minutes. So people are going to dine on your hors d'oeuvres. So what do you learn from that? Make sure those hors d'oeuvres are kick-ass. That's where you spend your money. That's where you do caviar, foie gras, et cetera. You don't put out the stuff that everybody's going to munch on because your mother told you the same thing, Steve. Steve, don't touch that. You ruin your appetite. It's the same damn thing. But adults don't do that. They're so generous, they put out this all this food on the island, and the people dine. And, oh, yeah, this rack of lamb from New Zealand or Colorado's coming. But they'll eat it, but they're not excited about it because they already dined.
What do you do about the quote-unquote fussy eater? Because I'm thinking about somebody has you in there, they got the access to the best, and yet what if they don't like fish or whatever or something that seems particularly unusual to them?
First of all, I say to people, rather than do what everybody else says, what does everybody else do? You come over to the house, we're having a fish course, and we're having guys, and my husband's doing a grilled ribeye. And we're going to have Chardonnay, California Chardonnay, because we really love that, you know. And we're going to do this Napa Cab, you know, it's Colgan, and you like that, you know. That's what everybody else says. I go, you know what? When I studied at the University of Bordeaux, they took a look at 90 of us students, and they calibrated our tongues, meaning you are sensitive to sweet, sour, salty, bitter, and umami. What they did was they gave us solutions of water to which they added acid, which was sour. And they had, you know, and they had sugar, which was sweet. And they would drop the amount of sugar, sour, or sweet until you taste it and go, did you add anything to that or is it just water? That's called your threshold of perception. And then they did a spreadsheet of everybody in the room's palate. And I looked around the room and everybody's palate was as different as their fingerprints. So what is that saying? They did that because then they wanted to put together teams of tasters who had homogeneous taste profiles. So you and I like sour tart wines. We're going to taste together and drink Muscadet or something. For the sweet people, we'll go to Sauternes. I came back to this country. I went to a couple of wine tastings where they had retailers and somms from all over the country assembled as judges. And these people are arguing about, I don't like that wine, you know. I'm going, what do you mean you don't like that wine? I love that. I love that wine. So I don't go to any of those anymore because you really need to homogenize the tasters, and that's unheard of in this country.
Let me throw out a weird thing, but I know people are going to ask that. Best wine you've ever had, and again, I know that's a difficult question, but you've had, I'm sure you've tasted everything. Is there anything that particularly like that was the absolute best?
Yeah, but before I say that, let me just say this. If this interview, finishes and, you wanted a little more, maybe I'd go to your house and we'd have a steak or something like that together, And I might say something like this. Hey, Steve, it's a great piece of meat. How much you pay for it? And you'd look at me like, you rude son of a gun. How can you say that? I want to tell you this, Steve. You put a glass of water, a wine of water in one of you guys, say, what do you think of this? If I don't tell you the price, how can you possibly make a conclusion? Because just like this pyramid of beverage, better and best, you get what you pay for. $2 Chuck from Trader Joe's is superb for $2 that they can make a wine that's actually drinkable and it only costs $2, So it all depends, and I recommend sometimes to people, when people are coming over to your house, instead of going, you're going to have Chardonnay with the fish, and you're going to have Cabernet because Jeff likes Cabernet, why not open up 6 bottles of wine, 2 whites and 4 reds, maybe have an off-dry white, a dry white, light-bodied reds, Chateauneuf du Pape, full-bodied, high-octane, keep them cool, keep them at 60 degrees, put them out, open. And say to people, hey, go over to the bar there and try some of those wines. My wife and I like them all. And bring back whatever you like. And people will bring back different wines because people's tastes are different. You have now transferred the power to your guests instead of going, you're having this because we like this. That's what everybody else says. Nothing wrong with that. But I'm saying, please don't be like everybody else. I signed this book with a phrase that my friend Mickey Williams said, be outrageous is the only place where it's not crowded.
You will hear more from America's first master sommelier, Eddie Osterlin, in just a moment. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Mangi, coast to coast on the BizTalk Radio Network.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, 2 blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
I know what you're thinking. Why would I need a voiceover production company? Does your company need a commercial for radio or television? Are you looking to do an audiobook or web presentation? Then you need a voiceover production company. Black Eagle Sound Design is home to some of the finest voice actors, producers, and engineers in the business. Log on now to BESD.US and find out more. Black Eagle Sound Design will be there with you and your project every step of the way. On time, on target, and at a price you can afford. Visit us at BESD.US.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-6095.
800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
You're listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You are listening to Eddie Osterlund, who is the first American ever to be named a Master Sommelier and international designation. To date, there's less than 200 Master Sommeliers working in the United States.
So the idea is put out a bunch of things. Another way of doing that, maybe you've got a little under-the-counter 50-bottle wine refrigerator that you have your wines ready to drink. How about this? Your people come into your house, and you go, you know, we always drink wine side by side for comparisons. Here is our list. And so it's an Excel spreadsheet with 24 pairs of wine. And you give it to them like you're passing a wine list and go, take whatever you want. Pick a pair of Tuscan, Super Tuscan, whatever. Now, again, you're transferring the responsibility of making a decision to them rather than saying, you're having what we like. That's just being different. So that's where people are going, you got this food where? You had to FedEx it? This tuna comes from where? You know, that kind of stuff. I get off on that kind of stuff. And I'll tell you, make sure I tell you this, my Vegas story.
Yeah, well, and that's what I was going to lead to. You know, people hear this, they want to see you. Yeah, I know you come to Vegas once in a while. We love that. But you had a funny story about Las Vegas. I'd like you to share that.
Yeah, I wish I had the audio to go with it because they play a song. But I'll tell you the story. I like to entertain on weekends, and I like to do it at noon or 1 o'clock. Why? It's different. To every professional wine tasting I ever did in Bordeaux for 3 years was done at noontime because that's when you're the hungriest you'll be all day long. And again, you're different. So I have a habit of bringing 8 or 10 friends together once or twice a year to my house. And it's called, you know, what do we call it? Big guns or, you know, bring your best. And these guys don't mess around. They got wine cellars. They bring the wine. It's real expensive. They probably bring 2 wines each. Before you know it, there's 20 bottles of wine on the table. We're all drinking stuff. So I always send a limo to pick them up and take them home. I've been doing this for 12 years. Because it's nice, and I don't want anybody to be drinking and driving. So they're used to me doing this, okay? One day, about 5 years ago, I think, maybe more, I call them up, and I go, hey, you up for another game? And they went, Eddie, we wouldn't miss one of yours. I said, great, okay, it's December 10th or something, and put it on your calendar. Now you know the rules. And they go, yes, Eddie, we can only eat an apple before we have you pick us up. Right. Why do I say that? I want them hungry. And then I said, oh, one more thing. This time, please, no jeans and T-shirts. What? I said, well, you know, I'm not going to take you to my house this time. We're going to go out in front of the public, so you want to look good, don't you? Oh, yeah. Women are in black dresses now, all dressed up, you know. So the limo goes up to Soledad Mountain Road, picks up the first couple of up top there. And then shortly thereafter, another couple gets picked up. Now, I know they're starving, so I want to take care of them. They're thirsty. So I have a brown paper bag where I got a magnum of champagne, and I'm pouring, it's pink, and I'm pouring some for everybody in the limo. And, of course, they're wondering, make us, you say, what's inside? And I'm not telling them because that's just who I am. Just drink this. Now, I also know they're starving. So I reach in another brown paper bag, and I pull out a box of Ritz crackers and a can of that Wisconsin Wisp Pride spray cheese, And I go, I'm firing up a bunch of jeans on paper plates and handing them out in the limo, and they're looking at me like they're all dressed up going, I go, hey, try these things, you know? So now I get this one gal, Kathleen, she's eating it, and she's looking back at me going, you know, I would never buy this, you know what, but it tastes pretty good. And why is she saying that? Because she's starving. So anything tastes good. So now I got a meat in my hand, okay? All of a sudden, we hit Fifth Avenue, which is San Diego Restaurant Row, and the limo pulls over and stops at a place called Dick's Last Resort, which is a place where 21-year-olds throw food at each other, and it's like, what are we doing here? I said, hold the fort. I get out. I'm inside for about 3 minutes. Come back out, open the limo door, sit down, shut the thing, and I look everybody in their face, and I went, we got that locked. What does that mean? Not a frigging thing, but that's what I just said, and they're all kind of having like a, you know, what? And then it goes about three or four blocks down to some god-awful, greasy Mexican place you wouldn't take your enemy to. I go in there. I jump in. 30 seconds later, I'm out. I get back in the limo. I said, son of a something. They didn't even have our name on the book. I'm sorry. Also, we're at the end of Fifth Avenue. We've gone nowhere. Everybody's dressed up. Everybody's getting hangry. You know, it's like, what's happening? You know, but they're Eddie's friends, so they're still hanging on. And I said to him, tell you what, driver, let's try the other one. So we're down there by Pacific Avenue, you know, down by the airport. And he pulls around the corner of Pacific Avenue, and he pulls up in front of this baby. And I said, why don't we try this? And you should have seen their jaws as they were on the floor going, what? I said, you guys are wasting time. I said, get on board the jet, you know? Okay. So then they get on board, and on inner seats are little Bose headsets that I bought everybody as a gift. I said, put these on. Steve, I've been a pilot for 35 years. I love flying. So I told this pilot, I said, when this thing goes off the runway, I want this thing to take a 60-degree bank. So people's faces are going like that, because you can. It can. They don't like to do that, but you can. And so the jet taxis out on the runway and starts to go down the runway. When I tell this story, which is how I end every event, I say, imagine this. The jet's starting to go down the runway, and then I dial in very slowly a piece of music. And I go, anybody recognize this song? And the song is called Games People Play in the Middle of the Night. By who? The Alan Parsons Project. And Alan Parsons ends every concert with this song. If you've heard it, you know it. It's world famous, and it outdoes the Stones. I mean, the plane was just, Games People Play in the Middle of the Night, now that all the kids have grown up. And as the thing takes off, and this thing's blasting in your ears, out of the back comes magnums of Krug champagne and individual buckets of caviar. 3 minutes ago, they were bitching and moaning, eating Whisper Pride on Ritz crackers, and all of a sudden now they've all got their own personal bucket of caviar and champagne. I mean, they're going crazy. They're jumping up and down, you know, and one gal on the left goes, Eddie, where are we going? I said, how does San Francisco sound, baby? Ah, yeah, sure. So, you know, 45 minutes, they're pounding the champagne. The wings are bumping like this. Everybody's having a good old time. One guy looks out the window and goes, Eddie, I don't see the water anymore. I said, don't worry. It's getting dark. Don't worry about that. One guy looks out the right window and goes, Eddie, that's the Eiffel Tower down there, man. That's not San Francisco. I said, sweetheart, I just said, how does San Francisco sound, baby? This is my birthday. We're going to Vegas. We get to Vegas, a new limo pulls up. It's got a pole down the middle. I won't really go too far in that direction, but anyway, that's how they received there. And then off we go, and we go see Cirque du Soleil's Humanity, which was pretty outrageous back then. It's less now, but at the time it was like pretty edgy. And we walk in with champagne, and everybody's looking at us like, where'd you get the champagne? We didn't see where that was offered. Well, it's not offered, but it's Vegas. You make it happen, you know? I had a master sommelier taking care of me. So 45 minutes, we're watching that show, and off to Post Rio. Let's have something good, Wolfgang's restaurant. I know Wolfgang pretty well. So we're sitting at the main table in the center. Everybody around's going, oh, that smells so good. We want what they're having. And the waiter's going, oh, that's not on the menu. It's white truffles. I had it flown in last night, you know. Oh, okay. Then we go to Tao, the nightclub, you know, where there's a two-hour wait, you know, a $300 cover charge. We walk right in, right up, get the best table. We sit down. Everybody's looking, who are those guys, you know? And then we wound up, we went one more place, and then I can say this, we finished the Spearmint Rhino.
Back with more from Master Sommelier and author of Power Entertaining, Eddie Osterlin, in just a moment. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Manchi on the BizTalk Radio Network.
So come on and show me what you got. Double or nothing. Double or nothing. Come on. Show me what you got, baby.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today, and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake, and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to GreatHealthyWater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Now, let's return to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
Eddie Osterlin, America's very first master sommelier, is with us.
And, you know, my friends were like, even the women, just, that was a good way to finish. Then we get back in the jet. We're drinking Chateau Decam on the way back, and at 6 a.m., I tucked everybody in bed. I said, have a good night. That's power entertaining. These people that tell this story 5 years later, going, one day Eddie Osterlin kidnapped us, and the picture's in the book. That picture's right in the last page, you know. And it says, "I have fun." I call it the element of surprise. We, as parents, or as adults, have stopped doing surprises. When our kids were 8 years old, we stopped surprise parties. Well, this was a surprise on my friends who were in their mid-60s, and they've never stopped talking about it. So, in your marketing, the element of surprise is what wins. You know, it's the ambush. In the military, he says. In the military, you use the ambush. It works. It can work in your marketing because people are so easily fooled because they're expecting. We're going to have cab shard party, and we're going to have steak, you know, and it's going to be a big steak, you know. I mean, come on, man. You know, you got to do stuff where people kind of go, what is this? I'm the kind of guy where, Jeff's over or we're having dinner at my house, and when you're halfway through your food, you know, I'll go, how did you like that steak? Oh, Eddie, great. I love the way you did it, you know. And I'll go, what kind of animal do you think that was? It's like, I love to play people. It's just part of my personality, and that's why I wrote the book, Power Entertaining. And, you know, I'm the kind of guy, I'm sitting on an airplane, we're going somewhere in New York, and I see a nice lady. She says, I work for, you know, some kind of cosmetic line, something like that. Just hearing a little bit about where she's going to go and what she's going to have dinner. As soon as they get on the ground, I call the hotel. I said, do you have a reservation for so-and-so? Yeah, we do. I said, put a half a bottle of rosé champagne, Billy Carcemon, put on my credit card, and just say it's from the sommelier in the sky. And, you know, I love doing that stuff because people don't expect it. And, you know, not that I get anything from it, but I just like to be outrageous. You know, and sometimes it leads. Somebody will call me back, go, you know, I had to call you back because you're nuts.
Well, you're also the world's greatest wine sommelier, let's face it.
No,
you know how to do Vegas as well as anybody, and you certainly know how to entertain. It's called Power Entertaining. The book's out there. It's called, actually, Power Entertaining: Secrets to Building Lasting Relationships, Hosting Unforgettable Events, and Closing Big Deals from America's First Master Sommelier. Eddie, if we want to get a hold of you, let's say we have a company and we want to have you do one of these amazing events and so forth, where do we go? What do we do?
I got a website, eddieosterlin.com. Simple as that. You can go there, see me walking and talking. And I can tweak these things. I can do it within most anybody's budget. Doesn't have to be expensive wine by any means. In fact, if you're in the middle of a big restaurant and it's too noisy, you should not be doing expensive wines because it's a waste of money. But, you know, my name and website are easily accessible, and that's the best way to contact me.
We will talk again. Thank you, Eddie. Really appreciate
it. You're welcome. It was a pleasure talking to you. Thanks, Steve.
As you now realize, great wines need to be paired with great food. When you visit Las Vegas, you know you're going to go to a great restaurant, maybe several, and there's so much competition. But we always try to tell you what some of the best, and here is an incredible place. It's called STK at the Cosmopolitan Hotel. We're talking with this great executive chef, Stephen Hopcraft, and you might know him from Bravo, the TV Top Chef, and so forth. This steakhouse is really different, though. It's not your typical steakhouse. And, Stephen, this is kind of what you had in mind, right? Take all the best of the steakhouse, but maybe not all the stuffiness.
Oh yeah, we try and leave the stuffiness at the door. We really promote a good time and let your hair down here at SDK.
Well, you talk about it as kind of like a party, and that's great because I'm thinking most steakhouses that I've been, that isn't what you're thinking of. You're thinking of a real quiet and dark.
Sure. Well, we try and bring all the service, all the food, and we also try and bring a great vibe to really have a memorable experience.
Well, and you know, it's a great menu. I was looking at the menu, very very diverse. I mean, if you don't like steak, it's okay. You got plenty for them. But if you do, if you're like me and you're like a good ribeye or something, this is a place where you can get a great ribeye and so forth.
For sure. I mean, we have prime ribeye on the menu, and we also have A5 on the menu, some of the best steak in the world. So we're really proud of our menu and very proud of the steak that we put together. We're also really proud of our service. You know, we make sure that you're well taken care of and you feel like you're the only person in the room, even though you might be one of 400 people in the room.
Well, and that's really important, and I noticed that it's everything in here, right? From the feel of the place. I know you said you don't want to scare women off. Women always think of the place where a bunch of guys sit around and smoke cigars and eat fatty steaks, and it's not like that here. It's a whole style thing.
Yeah, well, we're definitely not scaring the women off. I think that we get plenty of ladies in here, and we love that. We get plenty of guys in here. Just what we really get is a lot of people that are ready to have a good time. And it's a great kickoff for your night in Las Vegas.
Well, and that's exactly what we want to let people know. It's a lot of fun, and they're going to have a lot of fun with the food. Now, like for example, I noticed, I was looking at your menu, side orders. You got more side orders than I've seen at virtually any steak restaurant I've been to.
Well, we like to pride ourselves on variety and make sure that there's something for everybody.
Well, and, you know, you talked about steaks, and I know everybody wants to know, so here I'm with one of the best chefs in the world. I got to ask. Give us the difference between, like, you know, they do a Kobe beef and different levels of steak. What should we be looking at if we're coming in for, we want that one-of-a-kind steak meal?
Well, I mean, if looking at a raw steak, I mean, it's obviously the marbling and the color that you're looking for. If you're looking on a menu to see some one-of-a-kind, some great, great steaks, this is a good place to start. We do our rib caps here. We do our Delmonico's. I think that it's how you cook it, and it's the quality that you start with that puts together a one-of-a-kind steak.
Now, you always recommend medium rare, or how does that go?
Actually, I would recommend different temperatures for different cuts. You know, like a filet, I think, should be eaten rare. You go to like a New York, maybe mid rare. Sometimes you might want to take like a flat iron steak and take it up to a medium. It just kind of depends on the steak that you're talking about.
So what about the guy that comes in? Because you know you must get him, I want my stuff well done. Is it like, as a chef, is that almost offensive? Or is it something like, no, we're going to make this the best we can?
Well, I'd like to quote Ronald McDonald in Hold the Pickles, Hold the Lettuce. Special orders don't upset us, you know? That's where we stand here. We'll cook it just how you like it. If you're going to pay for it, we're happy to cook it for you. And by the way, we just want you to have a great time. So if eating a well-done steak, that's part of your great time, then we're happy to oblige that.
Well, and it, there's an entire meal. We chatted with your pastry chef. She's great. Is that like putting together something as an executive chef? It's not just a matter of knowing how to prepare some of these things. It's like a whole team effort, isn't it?
I think for sure it's a team effort. It's not just one person for sure. I mean, you know, the service staff, the cooks behind my line are incredibly talented. And, you know, my sous chefs. And, of course, pastry chef. Bridget is very, very talented. So when you put us all together, we really come up with a great product, and we're really proud of it. And we'd love to have you come in and check it out for yourself.
Well, we certainly will. You know, when you talk about putting together the team like that, do personalities come into play? I mean, do you have a certain style? Everybody knows Gordon Ramsay, right? So they see him going crazy and yelling at people. But I know all chefs don't work that way. Do you look for a particular personality type?
Well, personalities are important. We spend a lot of time together. You know, we probably spend 10 hours a day, 5 days a week together. So that's a big part of your waking week. You want to have people you can get along with and people with like-minded goals. And I think we've accomplished that here, and it's always a work in progress.
And finally, let's talk about having a great restaurant, and this certainly is a great restaurant, in a place like Las Vegas where just in this hotel, the Cosmopolitan, there's great restaurants. I mean, does that get your creative juices going? I mean, you can just drive within a couple miles of this place and see quite a few great restaurants.
There's a lot of accomplished restaurants as well as accomplished chefs. at a very close proximity to SDK. This does raise the bar, and it keeps you challenged to be fresh and to come up with new stuff on a regular basis. You know, some of my best friends are the fellow chefs that are very close around, so we always get together and try and outdo each other as much as possible. It's just kind of the nature of being a chef, you know, the ego thing, I guess.
Well, that's kind of cool. So you guys do, you are friends. It isn't like you can go by and give dirty looks to some of the other restaurants in town.
No. I mean, the culinary community in Las Vegas is very tight, and we all have a great respect for each other. And we are always happy for each other's successes and more happy to be the one successful.
And like every other great restaurant, you've got a great cocktail lounge and so forth here, and wines are important. That plays a big part in what you do, right? You have to have the right vintages and so forth to really match the food.
Oh, yeah. I think that the vintages for the wine and the types of wine and, you know, what's in style with the wine and what people are going for with the wine is very important. We have a great wine program here, so we're proud of that as well.
You are listening to Executive Chef Stephen Hopcraft of STK, located over at the Cosmopolitan on the Strip. You are listening to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi, coast to coast on the BizTalk Radio Network.
There's never been a day like this. No, there's never been a day like this. No, there's never been a day like this.
The action is hot, the atmosphere cool, and the parking is free. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, over 1,800 rooms, 70 lanes of bowling, an 18-screen movie theater, 8,000-seat arena, fabulous dining, virtual reality, a giant race and sports book, and the biggest stars are in the Orleans showroom. The Orleans Hotel and Casino, 2 blocks west of the Strip, minutes from the airport, with rooms starting at $45. This is how you Vegas. The Orleans Hotel and Casino. Visit OrleansCasino.com.
Angstrom Minerals represent a quantum leap in nutrition. Liquid minerals offer a more concentrated and quicker boost because they integrate into the body faster. Unlike that handful of pills you take every day, Angstrom Minerals bypass digestion and go directly to the cells. Try Angstrom Minerals for your body, your health, and your life. Register online and use your account to save 5% off your retail order every time you shop. Some restrictions apply. Please visit elementalresearchinc.com.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit. Again, call 800-557-6095.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
qualify.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
Welcome back to Vegas Never Sleeps with Stephen Maggi.
You're listening to the executive chef of the STK restaurant over at the Cosmopolitan, Stephen Hopcraft.
Last question. People have written into the show and saying, like, when you have some of these great chefs on, ask them, like, if I was to go there, what would you recommend? So I'm going to say for a real steak fan, like for me, if I love steaks, and I wanted to have that special meal that I'm going to be able to write about, you know, take the pictures of and all that stuff. What would you recommend?
I would say our Kansas City. It's a bone-in New York, dry-aged. So it's the loin that's dry-aged. Delicious steak. With the bone gives it that much more flavor. Very juicy. Steak I highly recommend.
Any sides to go with that?
Oh, I love our mac and cheese, our soy glazed haricot vert, and of course our corn pudding. That's STK famous.
Yeah, and one thing I noticed about your menu too is you're not trying to get too crazy. Like, you know, some people try to out chic each other. Your stuff looks great, but it isn't like you're trying, you know, purposely trying to put five or six adjectives in something when it's not necessary. Is that kind of, because, you know, you grew up in the Midwest, is that kind of a core thing where let's get the best stuff out?
Yeah, I agree. I'm not trying to reinvent flavors. I'm trying to just produce some great food that you can have a great time and experience some great service, and probably an experience you won't soon forget when you come to STK.
No question about it. We are going to come to STK. It's a great place to eat at the Cosmopolitan. Thanks, Chef.
Thank you. Have a great day.
If you were going to spend a few extra days on your next visit to Vegas, you might want to go over and visit Zion in Utah.
One place that's maybe away from the Strip, but really exciting if you come down to Las Vegas, a place called Zion Ponderosa Ranch Resort. And with us is Dr. Michael Kane, the Executive Director of Corporate Retreats and Group Sales. Dr. Kane, tell me, what can people, I mean, first of all, this isn't your typical location that's anywhere near here, huh?
Oh, this is fun, Stephen. This is a wonderful place. We're right on the rim of Zion National Park, the sixth most visited park in America. And now you can go canyoneering, climbing, zip line, paintball games, hiking out to Observation Point. It's 4,000 acres, so it's just a wide, vast area that encompasses the soulless experience of Mother Nature and all that we have to offer.
No, it's a wonderful thing, and people, as they plan, especially coming from, say, the East Coast or the Midwest, coming out to Las Vegas, want to throw in a few days to come out and see Zion, and what a better place to do it than at the ranch resort there. So there's a lot for the entire family, isn't there?
Oh, it's a tremendous place. It's only 3 hours away from Las Vegas, so you're going to drive right into the park, and hiking in the park's incredible. And then up to the resort, there's so much to do. You can spend all day there, all the activities, even the night sky when you're sitting there and watching the Milky Way scream across the galaxy there. It's just a spectacular place.
Hey, thanks so much for being with us. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Stephen.
Time now for Luxury Living Vegas Style with Gady Medrano, star of Flipping Vegas and top Las Vegas realtor.
How do you deal with getting the best price? People always want to know, you know, and their investment back and so forth. And while investment's important, though, what do you stress to people when they want to make sure they're getting a place that they're not going to lose money on?
Well, one thing that's critical with regard to pricing is sometimes not necessarily the price, but the value. So you have to understand what something is actually worth. For example, when something's undervalued or overvalued. So some people sometimes get caught up on paying list price. Well, does list price reflect the actual value? Because there can be a real opportunity there. Yes, you're paying list price for something, but it's priced well below, or it's priced right at a turning point when things are actually increasing in the area and things like that. So that's always important. What I tell people with regards to value is two things. One, location. Location is critical. You can change the inside of a home, but you can't change the location. So that's something you need to always pay attention to. The second is see if you can add value. Sometimes you can have a real opportunity with that, but to me, when you say pricing, I'm like, no, it's actual value what you should be looking at.
You can learn more about Gady and her company at GadyRealEstate.com. It's spelled G-A-D-Y. Time now to check in with your Vegas insider, Scott Robin of VitalVegas.com.
Oh, you gotta jump, jump, then you really gotta jump, jump, then you really gotta
you hear
jump.
The term locals hotel and locals casino and stuff. Is there one particularly good one that if somebody wanted to venture out and really see what the locals do, that would be the best example for them?
Yeah, there's a whole subset of resorts and casinos that appeal to the folks that live here. It's a very different vibe and energy, a different expectation of value, because locals are tough. You have to really, you've got to give, these are the folks that on a Sunday it'll be come in, earn this number of points, and you get a gravy boat. I literally call them a gravy boat crowd, because these giveaways are like, here's a barbecue set on Sunday. And so there are some that kind of straddle the local tourist market, like SLS, and there are others that are specifically for locals. So I have played at the Sun Coast. This is off the strip, maybe 15 or 20 minutes. There's another place close by, Red Rock Resort. There's a place called Sam's Town. There's another Green Valley Ranch. These are all, they're great resorts, but they just appeal to a different audience than a tourist. Locals are definitely more demanding when it comes to, they are very much loyalty club players, and they stick with the brand that they, where they play, and they always play in those, at those casinos, because they know they're going to get perks. They're not there, you know, and the gambling's usually better, because locals are just not going to put up with a 6-5 blackjack game. They're going to want a 3-2. So that's a long answer to a short question, but I think a lot of folks that come to town will go somewhere like an M Resort. M Resort, kind of a locals casino, but they realize it's a better value. The M Resort, as an example, great buffet and good gambling and great pool. And so if people kind of don't mind that Lyft ride or Uber ride, I think they tend to get a better value. And so I would seek those out.
Make sure to check out Scott's blog, VitalVegas.com, every day for updates on the ever-changing news of Las Vegas. I'm excited to welcome a new sponsor to Vegas Never Sleeps, the wonderful Orleans Hotel, conveniently located near the Strip, airport, and right next to the new home of the Las Vegas Raiders. You can get it all. Great lodging, great food and entertainment at the Orleans Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. Well, thanks for joining us this week. Next week, we'll talk all about the future with L. McDougall of TrainPoint, a virtual reality organization headquartered in Las Vegas. Have a great weekend. This is Stephen Maggi reminding you, Vegas never sleeps. Beaver!
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk, online at biztalkradio.com.